Now we go back to the news, and here's Don again.
Next, we have a series of housing stories. We heard last week of sewage problems at the new St Anne's Quarter flats close to the Chatterbox studio. This week, a disabled man was trapped there in a wheelchair when the lift failed. In a council flat at Sleaford Green, there were complaints about council neglect of mould problems, and in another council property, the tenant found she was plagued with fleas and rats. The rising cost of living is placing more people in financial difficulties, and there have been calls for council evictions to be halted. The City Council wants to build 200 new homes off Mile Cross Road, and the area is now being investigated to make sure that there are no risks from Second World War rubble. Here is Alison to start with the additional news from St Anne's Quarter.
A disabled man was forced to move out of a block of Riverside apartments after the lift in his building broke. Felix Fern, who's 33, moved out of Bartholomew Court in the St Anne's Quarter at the end of April after months of complaints to housing provider Orbit. The wheelchair user was left stranded in his own third-floor home after he first started noticing problems with the communal lift in February. Orbit said it had instructed its contractors to attend and repair the lift as soon as possible. The alarm was first raised months ago after Mr. Fern returned home to find the lift with its doors stuck half open. He had to call the emergency alarm as he was stuck on the ground floor for hours. The tenant went on to find the lift's buttons were lined up to the wrong floors and it began to break down regularly. Mr. Fern said, "It's a real worry in case someone had a medical emergency. I finally underwent a big official complaints procedure with my lettings agent over this, and they carried out a full investigation, which resulted in an apology and an offer of £150 by the estate agent. To this day, Orbit have refused to offer any compensation for me being repeatedly trapped in my flat and unable to leave the building. Orbit has apologised for any inconvenience caused."
A council flat tenant remains anxious and angry about continued mould problems from a derelict roof. Andy Sharp has lived in the Norwich City Council-owned ground-floor two-bedroom flat in Sleaford Green off Aylsham Road since 2005. He claims that there were always major mould problems and the guttering and roof needed an overhaul despite some repairs carried out by the council. Mr. Sharp said a council surveyor came round in June 2021 and said the mould was down to my lifestyle and returned in December to defend that view. He added the council paid for an independent surveyor in April after Mr. Sharp argued that point, adding the independent surveyor contradicted what the council survey said. They said there was a problem with the roof and the council accepted that it was a problem. A council spokeswoman said a planned programme of work was already in place, which will cover the roof line and associated works. We are contacting residents in the block about the start date, which is scheduled for this summer, and we will continue to keep Mr. Sharp updated. Mr. Sharp, who has a chronic back problem, said the council offered to strip off the mould from the walls and replaster a couple of weeks ago, but he declined as he wanted the external problem sorted first. There's guttering hanging off and salt water and water on the walls. It is neglect. I hate living here. I'm angry about this and feel as though I've been beating my head against a brick wall. Living here makes me anxious, Mr. Sharp added.
A woman who exchanged her spotless home for another council property is horrified after finding her new pad plagued with fleas and rats. Ellen Goodright previously lived in Woodrow Place in Lionwood, overlooking Woodlands. However, she fancied a change of scene and swapped her home for a flat in Half Mile Close. Ellen said, I've done a swap before, so I left my previous home spotless. It had new carpets, a brand new fence, and was decorated really nicely. She moved to her new home in February with her dog and three cats, having had a brief look around the property. Ellen's pets have allergies to fleas, and so she treats them regularly for the mites. After I moved in, I noticed that my pets kept having fleas on them. They were all over the house. I had to throw the sofa away because it was infested. Norwich City Council said pest control issues are usually a tenant's responsibility and need to be dealt with independently. The home is also littered with rubbish left by the former tenants, and because Ellen suffers from emphysema, fibromyalgia and arthritis, she has struggled to move it. Information provided by Norwich City Council says that mutual exchange is a right of all secure tenancies, which allows people to swap properties. Unfortunately for Ellen, this means anyone taking part in an exchange takes on their new property in its current condition and takes on all tenancy responsibilities at that property.
Cash rush for tenants and councils alike can it lead to vulnerable people being turfed out to live on the streets, experts have warned. Amid a cost of living crisis and demand for council properties far outweighing supply, tough decisions are having to be made about who gets a roof. But this cannot lead to people being turfed out with nowhere to go, said Greg Mangum, who is the founder and chief executive of homelessness charity Only a Pavement Away. He said, I can't see the logic of evicting people. It's such a short-term solution. If it's someone who has hit destitution or is fighting the cost of living, if they are then evicted, it's going to cost the government more in the long run. It comes as 31-year-old Daniel Eastman, who is on disability benefits and has several mental health issues, was evicted from his temporary accommodation at Tudor House on Lower Clarence Road this week. Mr. Eastman is now sofa surfing with his mum at a friend's home in Great Yarmouth. A spokesman for Broadland District Council, which owned his accommodation, said a decision to evict is never taken lightly and is never our preferred option. This stage of the housing process is only reached after a considerable amount of time and resource has been invested in exploring every possible avenue.
Experts are carrying out tests at a site where rubble from Second World War bombing raids was dumped to see if it is safe to build homes on the land. Investigations are underway to establish the scale of contamination on a 10.5-acre site off Mile Cross Road, where City Hall leaders want to build 200 council houses. Norwich City Council agreed 2 years ago that it wanted to redevelop the site, which used to be the Mile Cross Business Centre. Before that, it was the council's City Works depot, where City Hall's fleet of vehicles were based. The buildings on the site were demolished in 2019, but the land needs to be checked to establish the scale of contamination. The council says that it is important work, as the site was used to dispose of rubble after buildings in the city were bombed during the Baedeker raids of 1942. The next stage will see contaminated groundwater treated by removing pollutants or converting them into harmless products. Plans would then be lodged for up to 200 homes, which would be available to rent for people on City Hall's council housing waiting list.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were
Alison Applin
and myself, Don Cleaver. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, another set of news stories, and a second Jubilee-themed feature.